You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water. May you serve God. May you serve God. Serve God and may He bless you. Listen to me. It's real. Tell somebody this is real. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of time you will see that God is blessing you. God is blessing you. God is blessing you. It is just a matter of time. Time. Just a matter of time. You know, some of you are going to live to be 95 years old. Amen. Can you imagine the goodness? Look, my mother-in-law, she, even at a certain age, is when she's traveling a lot. Hey! Wow. So you'll be surprised that don't worry if you don't travel. When she rather went on retirement is when she started flying around. You'll be surprised. All your dreams of traveling around will come to pass. Whether it comes early or it comes later, it will come to pass. But there's something you should know. He who laughs last, laughs best. Amen. You know, this morning, God showed me something about even somebody that there's something the person has been waiting for a while, and it's going to come to pass. Like something is going to come to pass in the person's life. Hallelujah. So, I want you to be... Go to Exodus 23. Be this person. You serve, and He'll bless. Amen. And I'm continuing on last week's path where I started on. It's a great thing to serve the Lord. You shall serve the Lord. You shall seek first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added. All right? All things shall be added. What are the things? Never choose. Man, I'm sure, Elder Mark, there was a time in your life you didn't have a car. Oh! And you didn't have a house. Yes. Been in church for a long time. I've known him for so many years. You know? Then the wife, Mama Ruth, when I first went on missions in 2005. Yes. Very nice. They've been in church before that, all the way till now. I mean, he's called Elder Mike because he was an elder. All right. So, what a blessing. So last week I shared with you on Matthew 6:33. Do you remember that? All right. The Bible says, let's go to Matthew 6:33. Give us that. We enjoyed the Amplified, right? So we'll enjoy from Amplified Bible. Let's go to the Amplified version of the Bible. All right. It says, but seek, aim at. Tell somebody, aim at. Strive after. Yeah. Your effort should be to aim at. And you must be striving. When you say striving, see, you are stretching. You know how? You are stretching to get something. You are pressing to touch something. So what you must stretch yourself to get is not a phone. Hello? You know, a lot of young folks. And I see the church is full of young people. Of course, there are other grown-ups, but you see, the young ones, they are looking for a phone. Because of the phone that you want, you are going out on a date with a married man. Oh! Charlie! So that he'll give you a phone. An iPhone 10. X. Yeah, bo? Yeah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Strive after. What you must strive after is the kingdom of God. And all these things. When I say all these things, I mean all these things. Beautiful. They will be added unto you. Believe it. Tell somebody you must believe the word of God. Believe this word because it's going to change your life. Your life is going to be changed. Look, if you are going to live to be 95 years old and you are just 25 now, even 25 now, you subtract 95 from 25 from 95, you are left with what? 70. You have 70 years here on earth. Can't you imagine? Can you imagine the things God can do for you in 70 years? Hello? Can you imagine? Why are you putting away 70 years of blessing and you want to chop all the blessings that God will spread over 70 years and God, you want to eat it now? Like the average Ghanaian leader. You have gone for the loans that children that are not born are going to come and pay. The money is finished now. But you shall serve the Lord. Tell somebody you shall serve the Lord. God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you. I love this version. And it says that, first of all, his kingdom. First of all, not second. First of all, his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing. There's something to do. Tell somebody there's something to do. There's something to do. Get busy. Get busy. Get busy. You got to get busy. Get to the job. Do something. There's something to do. His way of doing and being right. Fantastic. Being right. Doing the right things. Do it. Do something in the house of God. Work in church. Serve God with your heart. Be happy. Be youthful. Be young. Be whatever, but do something for God. Hallelujah. His ways, not your ways. His ways of doing. Today, we love doing things our way. Today, it's something that I want to really talk about a bit. Like, you cannot do things your own way. There's a path. That is why even in a country, there is the constitution. I like talking about it because I've come to understand that why these things are important. It defines how we do things in the nation, the system of doing things, and what is accepted, what is generally accepted, and that's right. Righteousness is it when you see the difference between, I don't know what I told you before, righteousness and then unrighteousness and ungodliness. So ungodliness is wrongs against God, and unrighteousness is wrongs against man. Do you see the difference? So it's unright, unrighteousness. So I pray that we will do the right thing. And then he says that all these things taken together will be given to you. May God give you. May God give you everything. Everything you are looking for, God will give you. Amen. One day you will see the dream. The dream. How many of you have seen dreams, things in your dreams? Like you've had a vision or you dreamt that something good had happened. Maybe you dreamt that you were married. Yes. Hold on. It's a good dream. Don't think it was a mistake. Hello? Yeah. When you dream, it's a way God can speak to you. God is showing you what he wants to do for you and what can happen in your life. They'll come to pass. They'll come to pass. These things, they'll come to pass. But in appropriating them, what do you do? There's a way to appropriate them. It's by doing, there's always what he wants you to do for the dreams to come to pass. The wishes, the your heart desire. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. When you do it, then there's always that part where God wants you to do something, and then he will add to. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning, for a short while, I'm going to share with you. This was last week, so this is more of a recap. I'm going to read a lot because I want to be able to give you all the points. I'm going to read quickly because the points are a lot. And usually, the first service, I'm not able to give out all the points. So this morning, I want to give out all the points. Hallelujah. Seeking the Lord first was the master key to King Uzziah. Indeed, it was a master key to his prosperity. One of the greatest kings of Israel is Uzziah. All right, Uzziah was a great king, all right? And Uzziah was also called Azariah, all right? Famously mentioned by the prophet Isaiah when he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Isaiah was called in the year that the king Uzziah died. A great man died that year, and that's when he was called. That's why he's referred to him. So it was like a reference point, because it was this great person. When he died, that's when I was called. All right. May you also be a reference point. All right. So listen, Uzziah came to the throne when he was only 16 years old and reigned prosperously for 52 years. Wow. You see, let us take our time to analyze this. Uzziah came to the throne when he was only 16. Young people. What? This is a king at 16 years old. We have to think about it. And think about how far you are even from reigning over a whole nation. 16 years old, he came onto the throne and reigned prosperously. It is possible to do something great and to start doing great things at a very young age. It is possible. Don't say this, oh, some more time ahead. Some more years. I have more years to do whatever. You can start young. You can pastor people at the age that you are now. You can pastor some few people. You can shepherd some few people. You can take care of some few people. You know, one of the shocking things that when people hear that, I was a missionary. I became a full-time missionary at the age of 22. 22 years old. I was on the field, 22 years old. I'd left my parents' house. I'd finished university. I've left the house and I've taken my bag and I've said, I'm going to serve God. I took my buckets. You remember my buckets? I don't know if you have not heard about that, my famous buckets. With my mother. Yes, 22 years old. You see? So, but Uzziah has done something greater. So I've not done anything strange. He led God's people. He led them at the age of 16. Yes. Don't sit back and say, I can't do it. I'm young. I'm not called. I'm not this. Look at an example in the Bible. And how did he do it? We are going to go into that. How did he do it? You can do it as a young person. Whatever your age is, you are young. By the way, I've de-aged you. If you are old, you have been de-aged. Yes. Yes. You have a new age. You know, last year when we went for Give Thyself Holy, we have a new age. It's like we forget about your last birthday. Forget. Uncle T, please forget it. A young person. This is one of the young men in the church. One of the 20-year-old men in the church. That's Uncle T here. Hallelujah. Listen to this. He was one of the most outstanding kings because of the things he achieved. Oh God, lift your hand and say, Father, may I achieve things for you. Let it be your heart's desire. You know, let me tell you something. Let your heart's desire be that I will achieve things for God. You know, sometimes when I come here, there are times that I've been here Friday and I'm happy to see, like, activities there. Sometimes I'm having a service here and then there's prayer meeting going on there. Then there's touch. I'm happy that people are doing something in the house of God. I get excited. I get excited that there's activity in church. I don't know. I'm not so excited about things for me. It's like I'm happy that, yeah. I have a new shoe. Like, how far will the shoe take you? Do you understand it? But God is different. Something you can die and leave behind, and others will be blessed by. Hallelujah. Yeah, he did things, he achieved great things for God. All right. Zechariah the prophet urged the king to seek the Lord. Somebody urged him. Seek God. At a young age, somebody said, seek God. If you don't seek God there, at an early age. The Bible is true, you know. Remember the Lord in the days of your youth. Ecclesiastes 12 says, remember the Lord thy God. It's a wise saying. I pray for you. May the Lord give you wisdom this morning. May the Lord bless you with what? Wisdom. Wisdom to seek him early. You see, in Proverbs it says that I love them that love me, and those that seek me early will find me. I love them that love me. I love them. God is saying that I love the people that love me, but those that seek me early. It's different when you seek him late. It's different. I love them. I love the one that loves me. And those that seek me early, they will find me. Proverbs, look at that. I love them that love me. If you seek me early, and people pray. You know why prayers don't work sometimes? You pray too late. You should pray early in your life if you don't pray and seek God early enough. You know, when you are in trouble, I'm afraid. You can't even concentrate on prayer. So you must pray before trouble comes. That's why it says, them that seek me early. If you save money in your bank account when there's no problem, then when there's problem, you can draw a check and go and remove. But then if you don't do that, then you have to go and beg the bank manager, Charlie, can you give me a loan? I need a loan for this. You are frustrated. Hello? Do you understand the frustrations of life? It comes from not doing the right things early. And sometimes, yes, you will see God later in your life, but it was not early enough to give you great benefits. That's why Zechariah the prophet, when he talked to the king, said, listen, the secret is seek God early. May you also seek God early. look for God early. Let God be the focus of your mind and your heart in this life. Don't let it be a car. A car. You know, recently, yesterday, I was driving somewhere and I saw a RAV4. You know, this type, oh, not this recent RAV4. I'm sure the old model, the older model, right? You know what I've said to myself? One day, don't get go. I wanted to buy a RAV4. You know, when you want to buy a car, a man wants to buy a car. You look at the car. You dream about the car. You go into the car. So I used to. I was going to buy a RAV4. You know, I had two cars. So I said, no. I was traveling a lot. I said, no, I want to sell one car and buy a RAV4. I contacted my friend in America. He gave me a site. So he said, I should check the parts. I should check the type. And then when I choose, then he buys. Then I'll be checking RAV4. Look, when I saw it yesterday, I said, hey, this is a car I was chasing. This old car. Look at this. So like, if my whole heart was after, I said, yeah, this car. Very old model. RAV4. I checked though. I remember, look, you know, when you see this type, say, this one is good. Then you see another one. This one is better than that one. And this one is cheaper. And this one I can't. Hey! You are checking so many things. I remember. I had a laptop. You know, I had a laptop and I had where I was staying. Did you ever come to where I was staying? Did you ever know my place at the hospital? Okay, didn't climb up there. So, my house was up the hill, okay? And then the training college had just worked on their internet. So, I had gotten a friend there. I went there and I realized that my class 5 or so teacher, or DHS 1 teacher, was the IT head there. So, man, I said, hey, wow. So, he gave me the password. Then, somewhere, from my house to where I don't know, the signal was coming to my house. So, they didn't know, but in my house, I was getting the signal. You know, I went there to work. I didn't have internet, so I went there. I usually went there to send my reports and all that. So, I went there to work. And he said, because he knew me and all that, he gave me the password. Each time I come, it will connect. But now, it was working from my house. Sometimes, I could get one bar. Sometimes, depending on the wave. So, I was using that. And I'll be checking the different models. Hey! When I saw the RAV4 yesterday, I was driving behind the RAV4. No, it was on Friday. I'd gone to preach at End Time Bible. But I was coming back for a meeting. I was driving. I said, hey, RAV4. Hey, this car. I just remember the day I was... Oh, you even dream about it. Let me tell you. Let your heart be for God. All these things, they will be obsolete. Obsolete. You have to understand the word obsolete. It will be useless very soon. It will be useless. Yeah. Even I'm sure that even iPhone 10, it came not long ago, iPhone X, some apps don't run on them. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. They will tell you that this app cannot run on this. You need a higher iOS model, iOS like operating system or iOS. So you have to update, but then that one cannot update to the current iOS. It means I buy a newer version of iPhone. You don't understand what I'm saying. Seek God. Look for God. God's things. God's house. God's word. The Bible says that heaven and earth will pass, but my word, it will never pass. Never. Never, 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 never. We don't need an updated word. We need the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what the Bible says. Jesus Christ the same yesterday. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ what? The same yesterday, today, and forever. The word the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyway, let's continue. We are on Uzziah, the great king who reigned for 52 years. Let me tell you why the number of years he reigned is also important. It is not easy to be a king for long because people can do coup d'etat. That's why President Rawlings is like a bit unique because he was almost 20 years. And by the time he was moving, people felt he was not going to let go of the power that he had had for almost 20 years. But at that time, if he had not let go, people wouldn't have been happy. We were in this country, we felt that Charlie, we were like sitting on the edge, the whole nation was sitting on the edge, because if he doesn't let go, I'm sure something, people were not going to be happy. True or not true? Yeah, and people were so happy when a new government came. Now, for a king to be there for 52 years, if you like history, listen, these things are important. If you like history, you have to check out the different, even let's look at the different emperors of Rome. A lot of them were poisoned. It is believed that Julius Caesar, you know, how many of you have heard of Julius Caesar? Now, Julius Caesar Caesar is a name, but Julius Caesar was one of the greatest. He did well, Empress of Rome. Do you get it? Now, one of the descendants, so we go down that there was one great emperor who was also called, so we have him as a Caesar. One of them is Marcus Aurelius. Okay, the Marcus Aurelius was also one of the great. They are all into, they had philosophy, they were philosophers and all that. They were great. There's so many great things. Now, his successor was Maximus. Okay, Maximus. If you have watched Troy before, I mean, if you have watched Troy, if when you watch movies, history, it's actually history. So, Maximus, the Maximus guy is meant to be Marcus Aurelius' son. It's a real story. The real father of Maximus was Marcus Aurelius. History. It's just history. Now, his son came, and his reign is called the reign of chaos. It was called the reign of chaos. He brought a lot of chaos. He brought the gladiator. So in the movie, all right, you see that he brought gladiator. But actually, the real story is that he brought, when he became the emperor, he didn't know what to do. He had these two young guys that were with him, and they advised him. He had whatever that he said he's going to bring back games. So he brought the games back to Rome. Do you get it? Instead of going to fight wars, he started off by going to. So he brought, his fame was the gladiators. They fight to death. He was poisoned. I'm trying to say that king was poisoned. At the end of his life, it's more like he was poisoned. He was poisoned. He was poisoned. They'll be making moves behind your back. He reigned for a number of years, and he was poisoned by, I think, his girlfriend or something. The Senate, one of them went to behind the scenes, and they talked to the girl. Because he was crazy at a point. He had become very suspicious of everybody. He had actually listed people to kill. When he had listed sent the wife away because the wife couldn't give him an heir and all that. And they will poison you. Now, Julius Caesar, how was Julius Caesar even killed? Julius Caesar was stabbed by so many people, the Senate. The senators stabbed him. They all came to stab him in this. He was stabbed in the Senate, like Parliament. That's how Julius Caesar died. It's like, you can't go. You are not dying, so we have to kill you to die. You must go. So they all had a knife or a dagger with them. And he came to make a speech or something. Was that they all stabbed him. So the reason why they did that, so that one person would not be accused. They stabbed him. Many, a number of stabs. Julius Caesar was stabbed to death. He did great things, but he was also terrible. So I'm just saying that for him to reign for 52 years, nobody could poison him. No coup d'etat could get him. He's a great person. Listen to me. You have to see greatness. If you can't see greatness, you can't be great. Write it down. If you can't see greatness, you can't be great. Do you know why you can't be great? Because greatness is standing there. Say, you can't recognize me. I will not come to you. If you cannot see somebody's great, that's the same way. If you can't see God is great, you will not become great. God can. If you can't see the greatness, you have to see greatness. This is great. Because it is a grace that makes a person great. If you can't recognize greatness, it can't come to you. Are you there? Hello? Yeah. For instance, if you can't recognize that to be a president of Ghana is a great thing, you are far away from becoming a president. Because to become a president of this nation, ay, 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 ay. Hi. It's almost like you have to lose elections 2 times. Even to become the flag bearer. Look at how much people, much money people, hear people spend before you even win. The kind of campaigns. You can campaign. It's like you have to campaign. It's called death ground. You throw yourself, you campaign to that. Because you'll be tired. Go over the country, these bad roads. I can imagine traveling all over the country. Now, greatness must be recognized. And this man reigned for 52 years. He's great. And that's why we must learn how he became great. He became great by serving God and by seeking after God. God was important to him. God's house was important to him. I'm going to read through it quickly for you. You'll be shocked. Are you there? Listen. Point number one. As long as King Uzziah served the Lord, he prospered. That's the first point. 16 years. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 3 to 5. I read quickly because I told you that I have a lot of points to give you. 16-year-old was Uzziah when he began to reign. And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. You know, when I read this, I'm excited. When you read the account of the kings of Israel, you will enjoy it by doing the whole book. Okay, when you do the book. You know, when I was reading this, and then at a point they would just list, and this one did, and these are the accounts of the kings. This one did evil in the sight of the Lord. If a lot of them evil, to hear this, a lot of the kings. You see, don't read the Bible. If you read the Bible, you will get to know so many things. You'd be shocked. There are so many kings you don't know about. You don't even know of their names. Because they did evil. So many kings. And this one did evil. And this one did evil in the sight of the Lord. And this one did evil. Almost most of them, evil, 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 evil in the sight of the Lord. Because they were bringing idols. For us to hear of him. And it is said, and he did evil. All the accounts of the kings of Israel, when they finish, no, they add this to it. They just add this to it. And he did this in the sight of the Lord. All his days were this. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. May you do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Say a proper amen. Oh. Because you see, the sum of your life, will it be good or bad? The sum of your life, will it be said that you did good in the sight of the Lord or you did evil in the sight of the Lord? It's a sum. You can go and read the accounts. You get to see on this king, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. That means that it is equal to evil. Your whole life is equal to what? Evil in the sight of the Lord. It's called the law of the scoreboard. The scoreboard. 1 + 1 + 1 - whatever is equal to minus 35. Hey! Minus 35. Charlie. Minus 35 is bad. Evil in the sight of the Lord. That's it. But this is a different account. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. According to all that his father Amaziah did. He sought God. Listen to this. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. Zechariah was a prophet. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Oh, can we see the secret of prosperity? How many of you are discovering secrets this morning? Secrets. Secrets. Are you going to seek God? Are you going to look for God? Are you going to seek God in prayer? Are you going to serve God? And I say to you that serving God is a doing. Some of you don't do anything. You don't do. You just come. Sitting here is one thing. But doing is the second thing. Doing something. You must be part of it. Look, I will tell you something. You can do something. If you can listen and hear what I'm saying, you can do something. There is something you can do. It's way of doing. What can I do? Ask. We'll be taught. Okay, you can do this. Can speak. Can you not speak? Look at you. You're nice. You're a handsome guy. Can you not speak for God? Just a little, even to share something, 10 minutes for God. Ah! And you too. Can you say something for God? I was driving by one of the places. I saw the students. I mean, they've done a poster. It's like a real political party campaign. Just for an SRC position. By the road. Not on campus, oh. Now, because the hostels are in the communities, it's not on campus. Outside. Is it not true? Huh? Have you not seen some? I've said, hey, people, they have money. They are really campaigning professionally. Billboard. Look, I saw this way back on campus, and I was surprised. So this time there's advance. They make posters, they make whatever they write. Hey, Charlie. But can you not do something for God? As long as this guy who reigned for 52 years, you know something? I want to tell you something. May you have a long reign. You have a long reign. If you will reign. Because they are short-lived experiences. Flash, if you are a flash in the pan. Short-lived. It's also a type of reigning. Some people will not even reign at all. But like to have it. And to have a long last, I'm talking about long lasting reign. It comes from God. To have a long lasting marriage. Oh, Father. It's from God. You stay in your marriage for 10 years. You stay in your marriage 15 years, 20 years. Then you are still counting. 25 years. Then you are still counting. 30 years. Then you are still counting. It's God. Tell somebody it's God. It's only God. Yes, it's just God. It's not because of your skill and your whatever. Look, even if you are handsome, cry, as you are going, you realize that your face becomes droopy a bit. You are changing. You see people, sometimes people see me and say, hey, you are young. I say, but this picture is not the same. So, no. Your face is different now. Hey! I sometimes get surprised. I say, but what is the difference? You see, you can't see the difference, but people can see the difference. And the pictures, I remember like, oh, this picture, I took it not long ago. So, no, this one, you're very young. Recently, I was at the bank. I don't usually go. They say, the person said, oh, you have to change your picture. It's an old picture, perhaps. So, what's the difference? Oh, your face is different. You are very different. You were very young. Hey. You'll be shocked. But listen to me. Secrets to prosper. As long as he sought the Lord. I tell you, when I tell you, Charlie, seek God. We are doing something in church. We say we want to start our fellowship. Be part of it. Don't stay on the fence. Don't stay on the fence. Don't. Be active. Be in it. Put yourself in it. That is how you can be blessed. Put yourself in it. I will do. His way of doing. Say doing.
Doing.
His way of doing. All right. Seek God and the way he does things. I pray for you that you will also do something in the house of God. Do something. And God will prosper you. I think that it's a very nice revelation about prosperity. Is it not? Fantastic prosperity message like this. Seek God and he will prosper you. Number two, as King Uzziah sought the Lord, people gave gifts to him. Look at that, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 8. The Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering of Egypt. For he strengthened himself exceedingly. Like, Charlie, you must strengthen yourself. Look, in this life, I'll give you a secret. You must know how to strengthen yourself in God.
Yes.
Yes. You know, you must know how to be in his presence. God, that's where the strength is. You must know how to spend time with him and be with him. As you are with him, strength is coming to you. He strengthened himself in the Lord, not in politics. In the Lord, not in academics. In the Lord, not in money. It's like the more money you have stashed in the bank, it's like you are strong. No! Tell somebody no! No, you didn't say it the way I said. Say no! It has to be a no with strength. No! It's not true. Money. What do you mean? Money. You have a lot of money, so what? No! Strengthen yourself in the Lord. I'm telling you, it's the Lord. It is in the Lord. In the Lord. And that's what he did. And you see, his name went far to the entering of Egypt. Egypt was a great place. Egypt was a great... The reason why Egypt is talked about in the Bible is because history tells us that Egypt was a great place. Egypt was a very great place. If you look at the stories and the history of Egypt, Egypt has been a great place. That's where even Joseph was coming down. The great people had to go there. Even if you look at, there's an account of Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, you see Nebuchadnezzar. Let me tell you a story. Hello, are you interested in the Bible stories? So Nebuchadnezzar, all right, when they came to take the Israelites, all right, there was an earlier invasion before they took the Israelites to Babylon. All right. Now, there was a connection between his coming. So at a point, Egypt, the Egyptian king, there was like a conversation where Egypt, the king of Egypt, was wanted to maybe help Israel because there were these alliances. They were fighting for territories and all that. And then they did not at a point. You see, because Egypt was also sometimes like when you help this one here, you do this. So there was that connection. There was the Babylon, there was Israel, there was Egypt. Do you get it? So there were these connections. And they did not help them. But upon this second one that they took them, they did not. Egypt did not come to fight on behalf of. I think Nebuchadnezzar warned him that this is God who's doing it, so don't come and mingle with it. Yeah. It's just a by the way story. And Egypt was great, and it's still great, a place. You'd want to go see the pyramids and so many things. So many people, even Rome, at a point, one of the Caesars went there. You know, that's where, if you've heard of Cleopatra and then Octavian and all those connections. I mean, this is just history, if you are interested in history. You see, Cleopatra came from there. And Cleopatra is actually a descendant of one of the great Ptolemy. Ptolemy is one of the great men of Alexander the Great. And Alexander the Great he was made a god in Egypt. Yes, Alexander the Great went to make an alliance and took over Egypt. So there's a place in Egypt called Alexandria. It's a city called Alexandria. He built the city. He built it. He actually went to the place, building a city, he called it Alexandria. And when he left, when Alexander the Great died, he didn't name a successor. So different portions of his territory. It was great. All of Babylon, he took over from Greece. He took over all of Babylon, came all the way, and then also took Egypt. Yeah, so when he died, his great guys, they took portions, and Ptolemy took Egypt, and he's one of his, whatever, is Cleopatra. So Egypt has been a great place. You get it? Yeah. So for his name to enter Egypt, that's why it's written. Why is Egypt here? You should think about it. It's a great place. Hallelujah. May God make your name great. Lift your hand. Look. You know, when you are in trouble, you look for a great person to help you. Like, you need admission somewhere, or you need help. Don't you look for a great person? So, who knows a great person here? I hear this person knows this man. May you be a great man that somebody will also say, I know this man. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if you are not a great person, it's like, oh, they say, I'm on your shoe. Hallelujah. Amen. Your name will be great. Hallelujah. Amen. I said your name will be great. Amen. God will make you a great name. Great name. And the Bible says that as he sought God and strengthened himself in God. Look at that. Gifts came to him. May you receive gifts. Amen. When you work for God, God has a way of bringing you gifts. Amen. Gifts from places you can't even imagine. The Ammonites, these people. Your enemies will bring you gifts.
Amen.
Your enemies, they will come and give you gifts. Believe it, oh. Amen. Believe it. These are not people of God. Ammonites, these people. Number three. As King Uzziah sought the Lord, his name spread abroad. And the Ammonite gave gifts unto him, and his name spread abroad. That's what I shared with you. His name spread abroad. Your name will spread abroad.
Amen.
Name. Good name. Don't look for a name for yourself and promote yourself. A lot of people like promoting themselves. Into the entering of Egypt. You don't know. Your name will be heard. Your name will be heard. They will hear of what you are doing. They will hear of what God is doing with you. Promote yourself. You do things for yourself every day. Hey, people are posting pictures upon pictures of themselves. They want to get likes. And I say, you go and check, 25 likes. Even that one, you have to do something. Maybe you even promoted it. Hello. Listen, don't seek to promote yourself. God will give you a name. Do you understand it? Sometimes what you don't even want is what God will give you. God himself will give you a name. Write it down. God himself will give me a name. God himself will make you make your name spread abroad. They will hear of what you are doing. Sometimes there's a point in your life you don't seek to promote yourself. There's a point in your life you don't seek to prove yourself. Let God validate you. God himself will validate you. God will validate you. There's a point in life, no matter what you say, it wouldn't matter. It will never work. You can't explain yourself. No man can understand you. Only God can do it. Yes, God will validate you. And God himself will give you a name. So sometimes you have to allow yourself that God himself will promote you and help you. Yes. What will you do? What will you do? Your name will spread abroad. Name will spread abroad in Jesus' name. The next point. Asking, Uzziah sought the Lord. He strengthened himself. Pray. Strengthen yourself. Be strong. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. You must be strong in the Lord. Every child, or every child of God, anybody who works for God in his house, you are somebody who have to pray. You'll be praying all the time. You'll be seeking the face of the Lord. You'll be praying. You'll be reading your Bible because you have to do something for God. You know this one, you can't use mathematics. You need prayer. So you strengthen yourself. If you have to, we want to work, go and see Mama Ruth. She's a math specialist. strengthen yourself in God. Prayer. You know, one day, are you there? I just started our church. Just a few people. Then I said, I'm going to do a miracle service. Can you imagine? It's not even a service, a prayer meeting. I said, it's going to be a healing service. I felt led to just about 10, 15 people. I don't think we're even up to 15. I don't know whether we're even up to 15. Yes. So I was, you pray about, if you're going to have a healing service and it's even like your first healing service, let me show you something about healing. You see, when there's going to be healing in your life and ministry, there should be fasting. Fasting, if you watch the account of Jesus Christ, he fasted 40 days. I'm not saying 40 days. I said fasting. Okay? Fasting. When Jesus finished fasting and praying, when he came down, the Bible says that there were a lot of people who were in Luke 14. You look down, Luke 14, he returned in the power of whatever. There's 4:14, and you read downwards, you realize that there were sick people who were waiting for him. When he came down, they were waiting for him. And he prayed for them. Yeah. You get it. It's there. When you go and read it. But he was anointed for it. And then throughout his ministry, there were a lot of healings. So I fasted and prayed. I was fasting. You fast and pray. You strengthen yourself in the Lord. Alright? His fame went about. Continue. There's something I want you to see. Can you give me a lot to help me? All right. If you want to show us, then show us a lot. Because what I'm talking about is there. Glorified the Nazareth and brought up. Continue. Then the verse 18 talks about when he talked about. Charlie, let's continue. Because you can't find it for me. Are you there? When you go read it, Luke 14. All right. It's a whole account. I want to finish with what I'm doing. So, you fast and pray. That is the way of strengthening yourself. Do you get it? It's a way of strengthening yourself. The more you are closer to the Spirit, the more you become strong. Your strength is not in lifting dumbbells. That's not real strength. Real strength is of God. Real strength is your prayer life, your word life. And when you are serving God, you realize that you are always praying. Yes, that's why you have to give yourself a reason to even pray. Because if you have sheep to follow, if you have a cell meeting or a fellowship meeting, you will be praying. You have to pray for your meeting now. You have to pray for your meeting. We have to pray for your members. You have to pray for the people in your group that, oh God, please let them be blessed. When I preach, may the preaching work. Hallelujah. May you strengthen yourself. Listen, I want to urge all of you. Eh? Pastor Justice. And all of you. They should be fasting. Are they fasting? Since they came, have they fasted? Should have 7 days of fasting. They can't be in school eating, just eating rice and stew, rice and shit, all like that. Some of them, they come to school to be fat. When they rather come to school, that's the one they put on. No. I've told you this. It's important. You see, you don't know, but it's important. Fasting must be part of your life. It shouldn't be January 21 days. No. I think we are fasting this week. Is it this week? Aha. Oh, we fast every month. Every month. It's normal. You should be fasting every month, every week. You should even make it every... You should have a day in the week you fast. You should have a day in the week you fast, maybe a day. Then you should have, in the month, a day that you do 3 days or 4 days. Do you understand it? Yes. From January to December. Yes. You shouldn't just be found fasting in January and then in December. You should have every now and then you are fasting. Just, what are you praying about? I'm just strengthening myself in the Lord. May you strengthen yourself in the Lord. Yeah, that's what will bring you gifts. Yes, that's what will bring you gifts. Your name will spread abroad. Look at Jesus Christ. When he went fasting and praying, his name spread abroad. That's why your name is not spreading. Because you don't fast and pray. Don't strengthen yourself. Some people can eat. They like food. Like when they see food, they become happy. Food can never make your name spread abroad. Next point. As King Uzziah saw the Lord, he built towers in the desert. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gates and at the valley and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. And he also built towers in the desert. Now that's something amazing. All right. And he digged many wells. To build in the desert. Have you been to the desert before? Oh, you should go into the desert. You'll understand it. Dryness. When they say desert. Arid, dry, there's no water. Even now, if you look at Israel, just give us pictures of Israel, all right? But Pastor Emmanuel, just have pictures of Israel. Generally, have pictures of... You'll see that the place is full of stones. Reverend Eric has been to Israel. It's not stony. It's stony. Israel is stony. I've watched documentaries and certain things about Israel. And you'd be surprised how they even water and how they manage it. The irrigation, they have tubes that send tiny drops of water to water their things, and it works. Yeah. Amazing. It's a rocky, desert-like place. And Uzziah built in the desert. I mean, desert is a place there's no water. Hello? Are you there? But look at you, even in a place that is not a desert, you can't build anything. Because you don't seek the Lord. Seeking the Lord is the secret. Look at that's the nature of Israel, generally. Huh? Even in the place that there is water, even you don't have water in your house. Yes. And the places, look at, that's generally the... Oh, but this is Israel. Since they are rocky rocks. Yeah. Deserts. If you have to see a desert, the Bible says he built towers in the desert. It takes a great person to do such things. Give us that picture. That picture that you gave, you brought. I want you to see it. So it looks more real. All right? If you can show us that picture. It makes you see that even in that modern city, it is, hey. Shall we? All right, do it before you project, all right? Just do it before you project, otherwise it distracts us. If you are not ready, don't project. Now, listen. It is difficult to build. How many of you have attempted to build before? Please lift up your hand. Please, you built or you have attempted to build before? Lift up your hand. And that's why many people have not even attempted. That's why you don't understand what I'm saying. You've not tried. You have not attempted to build. You buy the land. Somebody will come and tell you that the land belongs to him. That's the first part. People are disheartened and discouraged to build in the first place because of the fact that, no, take this picture off, okay? I said, project when you are ready. Don't take this picture. It distracts us. We want to see something that will help us. This is distracting us. Somebody built, bought a house, bought a land. They said, it doesn't belong to you. They gave him another one. He started and they come for it. Hey! Are you there? Okay, so look at the modern city. Even the modern city with roads and all that, look at how the place looks like. That's how it is. It's not going to be easy to get water out of the ground, but they have water. So to build in the desert, you see, this is it. This is generally how it is like. Hallelujah. Take it off. I want you to know something. It takes God to build. And may God help you to build. Yes, say amen. It takes God to build land today. I mean, when you look at, if you like, check the prices of land, houses in Accra. Two-bedroom house, and they'll tell you $80,000. Now, $80,000, they go find away. Where are you going to get it from? When you see it now, you even take your eyes off it. True or not true? Two-bedroom house. $80,000. Oh. Do you know $80,000? It's more than 1 million, about 1 million. 1 million Ghana cedis. 1 million. What, you are looking for some 2,000 cedis to pay your fees. 2,000 Ghana cedis. 1 million for a two-bedroom house. Yes. These are the prices. You'll be shocked. These are the prices. There are three-bedroom houses in Accra. Places that are going for like $1 million. $1 million. Not cedis. $1 million. $1 million. Yes. Yeah. And it is an apartment too. It's an apartment. Real apartment. Like somebody's downstairs, somebody's upstairs. 1 million. Say 1 million. 1 million. Quare. They just want to tell you that it's not easy to build. So if you think it's too expensive, go and build yours. Hallelujah. It's not a simple thing to build. So when you see somebody built in the desert, that's a great person. What did he do to do that? He was a person who sought the Lord and served God. May you also see God and serve God. Listen, everybody here is supposed to be part of what God is doing. Just be part of it. We start our fellowship, whatever it is. I will be part of it because my blessing is in it. All right? Number what? What's the next point? Number what? As King Uzziah served the Lord, he had a host of fighting men. Moreover, Uzziah had an host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account by the hand of Jael, the scribe, and Manasseh, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 11. He had a host of men. I mean, he had his own army. He had an army. They fought for him. Hallelujah. The next point, as King Uzziah sought the Lord, he made engines and cunning men. He made engines invented by cunning men. Seeking the Lord made him wise. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. A lot of the artilleries and war things that are seen today, they are from Uzziah. They started off from Uzziah. I hear a lot of them were developed from there. Okay, so if you see the modern day weapons, some of the tanks and all the tanks that have something projecting out of them and all that, they come from, you see, the sling that they used to use and throw this way. They came from there. They developed and evolved over the years. So it is believed that King Uzziah is one of the kings that invented. He made great inventions and made engines. It's a process. I mean, even anybody who understands industrialization and all these things, you understand that they are more like wisdom that is handed down from one generation to the other. And it's built upon. Do you understand it? Yeah, that's how it works. We didn't used to have a mobile phone. We used to have a landline. telephone, and it has evolved that, and we have mobile phones. Look, the first, you people, you don't understand mobile. Real mobile phone there, it's like this, oh. Mobile phone, Mobitel. Ah! I mean, it's like this. Like this. Then there's also the antenna. I mean, long like that. When you see, that's when you see that. You don't see the mobile phone. I mean, the real mobile phone, when it's you are coming, it's like that. This is the length. And you are holding it like that. In Ghana here, we saw this. Very long line. Can you imagine? If you project it, you won't understand it. Because my father's friend used to work at Mobitel. So when Mobitel is one of the first, it's the first mobile, Mobitel. So he was something that then he would come to the house. And he had, it was one of the first ones. Like this, this is like you put it down like that. I mean, it's like a very mystical something. It's there. Mobile phone. A sihoputi. Like that. Today, this is not a mobile phone. Real mobile phone is Mobitel. They can't believe it. I think we should have samples. We need to have museums. You know, we don't have museums. Museums are very good. Very good. It makes you see. When I went to Russia in 2015, I went to a museum in a place called Chelyabinsk. Okay? And many things. You can see so many things evolving. They have how they used to, like, they have places where they had their army. Eh? You can even Google that museum in Chile. That's it. That's it. Quiet, this thing that you are seeing. So this is a real mobile phone. What you people are using this? I don't know. Mijina Bontina Mekasa. Mijina inside. Inside they're over here landline. Mijina Bontina. Your friend Mijina Bontina. And my father's friend too, he talked loud. Hey! So forward. Hello! It's a very loud person. Inventions. So, over the years, they've evolved into these things. Touch and all that. Do you get it? I just want to encourage you that seeking God makes you wise. You have the ability to bring inventions. Do you know what? Do you know that a lot of the inventions of today is from Jews? Did you know that? Jews. I tell you. Jews. Although sometimes they are not real lovers of God, it's because they are Jews. Like Mark Zuckerberg is a Jew. Zuckerberg. Jews. Many inventions are from Jews. And they are still making inventions. They are still coming up with so many things. Listen to me. Let's serve God. Like this man served God. He was great. This is what we are looking for. What couldn't he do? God used him. As you serve God, God is going to help you marvelously. The Bible says he was helped marvelously. You'll be helped. Everybody needs help. May you be helped marvelously. Receive the help of God. Receive the help of God in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands, stand to your feet. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.